As a station, we believe in playing content with artistic and cultural merit, and sometimes that category includes material which can be construed as offensive. For those who have children nearby or are sensitive to provocative material, the following broadcast may have strong language, themes, or be otherwise objectionable. Please consider tuning out and revisiting CITR after this program.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the show. My name is Shay, and this is Shine On here on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver on unceded Musqueam, Coast Salish territory. So thank you for joining me today. I am going to be playing some bands who are playing shows upcoming in the next week or two or 3 weeks. So yeah, there's lots happening around town. Tonight there is Shindig, so I'm going to start off with some bands that are playing tonight in the semifinals. Other bands that I'm going to be playing later in the show include Yokes, Fortresses, Pale Red, TV Ugly, and lots more. So stay tuned. I also have a wonderful guest here today. Very excited. So yeah, stay tuned. I'm going to start this off with Winona Forever, who is a local band comprised of UBC students, actually, who will be playing at Shindig tonight. So this is Winona Forever, and I'm going to play the song Rock and Roll Fight Club.
I will stand. As part of the 2016 Kenyan Empowerment Initiative, UBC will be hosting a screening of Poverty Inc., the award-winning documentary that looks at how our role in the West impacts those in poverty in developing countries.
Come out on January 25th at 7 to the Norman Bouchard Memorial Theater. Tickets are $10 at the door or online at Eventbrite. Come see the powerful and uncompromising film about the business of poverty.
Je crois que je t'aime, je ne sais plus. Pourquoi me taire, je ne sais plus.
Okay, so we were just listening to a band called Pale Red, and they're from Victoria, and they will be playing Shindig tonight. Before that, we heard Winona Forever with the song Rock and Roll Fight Club. And they are also playing Shindig tonight. So this is semifinals, night two of Shindig. It should be a good time. They are going to be playing those two bands alongside Walgren. So go check it out. That song by Pale Red was called I Don't Answer Questions. I really like them. They're very grungy, just like chaotic band. So I'm sitting here in the studio with my dear friend, Jed.
Hey there, how's it going?
How many times have you been on my show?
I think this is like the third.
Yeah.
I believe. Yeah, I think it's the third, yeah.
Just the third? Okay.
Exactly.
Feels like more. I like when you're on.
Thank you. Oh, thanks. That's so crazy because you keep inviting me.
Yeah.
And you actually enjoy my presence.
Yeah, it's crazy.
That's nuts, yo. It's like, I don't know. It's like I'm usually offensive and just bad to have around other human beings. So yeah. I'm like, I'm happy that you enjoy my presence.
Yeah. Well, maybe that's what I like about it.
Oh, maybe. Yeah. No, I feel that.
It's you know, just weirdos
like, it challenges you, you know?
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
I want to punch him in the throat really bad, but me having to control myself just makes me a stronger person.
Perhaps.
Maybe that's what
Perhaps.
It is.
So you are in a band. What's your band called?
I'm in a band. We're Cheap Flavor. I was just jamming last year with a good friend of mine, John, on bass, and then we got some guys together. Lead guitarist and a drummer last year. Then the lead guitarist is really busy this year. Drummer moved to Montreal, so we kind of reformed, just me, him, and we got this rad new guy, Dan, on drums. Mm-hmm. He is a badass, great guy, great drummer, very talented dude.
Yeah, he is. He's really good. And so you're playing a show on Friday.
Yeah, Friday. At the Norm Theater in the old sub UBC, we're going to be doing the intermission of this beer garden that the film Sock and CITR are collabing with. Yep. They're doing a beer garden of Spinal Tap, and then we're going to be playing in the middle of it, which is going to be really fun.
What do you think about Spinal Tap?
I think it's... the thing about Spinal Tap, there's a lot of movies, like they say, Gone with the Wind. They see movies like Citizen Kane, the best drama films of all time. Spinal Tap is by far the most heart-wrenching film I've ever seen. It's just pure drama in theater.
You're so right.
I know, right?
You're so right. It's deep on so many levels.
Absolutely. No, but seriously, I actually love Spinal Tap. Like I've seen it in bits and pieces years ago, honestly. I need to actually watch the whole film through again. But
yeah, actually, same with me. I definitely watched it. I mean, my brother thought it was hilarious when we were growing up, so I think I definitely watched it with him like once maybe, and it was a long time ago, so I actually am very excited to watch it again.
Yeah,
it's just so silly.
What I like about it too is that like when you think, I don't know, I feel like with any styles at any point in time, 20 years later, everybody's like, what were they thinking? How could they dress and act like that?
Totally.
But it's like, so that's when like hair metal was around. Everybody, like I've heard people say, it's like, oh, like look at all these people dressing insanely, all those tight clothes. Everybody was crazy back then. It's like, no, they knew how nuts it was back then.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, that's why they were parodying it. It was like almost like, it was really self-aware. Like the complete over the top. And so you see when like in 1981 or 1982, whenever it came out, people were already aware that it was an insane craze.
Yeah.
But
yeah, people were aware of how crazy it actually was.
Yeah, like hair metal and everything, but it was cool though.
Yeah, totally. It's going to be fun. Yeah, so it's a CITR Film Sock collaborative event, and it's starting at 7. Our doors will be at 7. I'm pretty sure the film will start around 7:30 or 8. And yeah, so they're in the intermission, there's going to be two bands playing, including Cheap Flavor and the other band, Yokes. So it's going to be a great time. I'm super excited to see you guys. And I think your style is fitting for this.
Well, thank you.
It's like good, like bluesy, like rock and roll. Like.
Yeah, no, I'm thinking of definitely like actually dressing pretty glam rock too. we're going to be playing... I'm going to say the title of the song. It'll be secret, but...
That's okay. Keep the mystery.
It's for somebody we lost recently, Lemmy. Lemmy, please come back to us.
Nice.
But yeah, we might have thrown a little bit of Motorhead there and just probably go crazy and nice. Just, you know.
I like it.
Yeah, no, I'm excited.
Yeah, definitely come by, check it out. It's going to be $5 for non-Film Sock members, I believe, and free if you are a Film Sock member. So, yeah, definitely come by. I'm excited.
Yeah.
All right, cool. Well, I'm going to play Yokes now, the other band that will be playing at the Beer Garden. Yeah, thanks for stopping by, man. It's always so good to see you.
It's always good to stop by.
Sweet. Okay. So this is Yokes, and this is off of their little demo that they put out called Not Your Bay, which is a great name in my opinion. And I'm going to play the song Just Bored. Exposed ankles. Oh, I don't even care anymore. Do I have to be Nancy Drew to find you? Are they at their parents' house? Are they Cool. So we were just listening to Ichuda. That was the song Ramblin' Round. And before that, we heard the band Yokes with the song Just Bored. So we're going to... Jed is still here.
Still here. You can't get rid of me that easy.
Though I try.
No, come on.
Just kidding. Well, yeah, just kidding.
What would you be without me except, you know, probably more balance... happier, have less time wasted.
It'd be less interesting.
Absolutely.
Without you in my life.
Absolutely. I'm like a virus that like it lasts forever. It doesn't kill you, but it's just like I would rather not have this. It's like, you know what I mean?
I like how you think of yourself.
Absolutely.
Okay, so what are we going to listen to now?
All right, well, I was thinking because the 22nd, I think it's a Vogue, Ty Siegel's going to come play. And I just got pretty heavy into, like, kind of the Burger Records scene, like, you know, the kind of, like, this really 60s-esque garage psych rock kind of stuff that's really starting up again in the last, like, 5 or so years. And so I'm definitely, like, a big Ty Siegel fan.
Mm-hmm.
But, and then I actually got a chance.
You met him.
Oh, yeah. Okay, it was super brief. It was really jokes. Me and a good friend of mine, Camille, like, like both are from the Bay Area. And last summer we both went to the with a couple other people. We went to this festival in Oakland called Burger Boogaloo. Mm-hmm. It was really sick. Actually, John Waters was the host of it and everything. It was a very, very like Bay Area, California feel to it. Really cool, diverse like bands and stuff playing. So, anyways, we're seeing this band play called the Gories. They're an offshoot of like this like the 80s, 90s Detroit kind of like almost like soul punk kind of mm-hmm. stuff, like really like gritty garage rock, but also some soul musicians because like the Motown kind of mm-hmm. label. So it's they're playing and they're pretty well known. They're also like some members from the Dirt Bombs, the Oblivions, and everything. So they're playing, and the drummer. It's a really simplistic drum set. This like really cool, like almost Kerry Brownstein like looking like drummer, like with her like black glasses, just looking super cool. Has like two different tambourines on her toms, just like going at it.
Yeah.
And her name is Pat. Like I think it's Patricia something. I forgot like the drummer's name, but I didn't know that. The reason I knew that was because we were right by the. We're right at the edge, right by the front of the stage, next to this fence that separated the talent. Like, this tiny little fence separated the talent with, like, the actual, like, people. So you could be next to the talent if they were, like, next to the fence.
Right.
So we're just, like, trying to listen. And then I just hear, yeah, Pat! Woo! Go, Pat! Like, not sarcastic, but, like, definitely, like, just being a jokester.
Uh-huh.
And I'm just like, I was pissed. I was like, who's the heckling? Jesus, this is, like, the band's doing pretty well, and this guy's pretty loud. I just see it's, like... Just this long, like, blonde hair behind me. It's like, oh, this stupid hipster. I was like, wait a minute. The stupid hipster yelling at this Pat was just on Conan the other night. Like, hold up. And I was like, wait, tie him. He's like, what's up? And he's just heckling, like, this other band. It was so great.
That's hilarious.
Oh, it's wonderful.
Did you end up chatting with him?
Nah, I didn't really get a chance to too much because, like, the music was playing. But it was, and I didn't know too much of his stuff. So I'd just be like, I like your music song. Like I would have nothing like of
totally,
substance to say.
Totally.
But that's just the perfect level of fame where it's like you can still get lost in the crowd and just like cheer along while also being like kind of recognized for music. Like, that's perfect.
Totally agree with you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Awesome. Okay, cool. So in that light, and he is playing the Vogue Theater on the 22nd, I'm going to play the song Feel by Ty Segall. Thank you, Jed.
Of course.
Oh, so high. to volunteer internationally? Interested in a career in healthcare? Want to travel the world? Get all these experiences with Help, Learn, and Discover. With Help, Learn, and Discover, you'll help build homes for underprivileged families. Learn about careers in healthcare through firsthand experiences with doctors, dentists, and other healthcare professionals. And discover the beauty of Ecuador, the Galapagos Islands, and Peru. Apply today at ecuaexperience.com. E-C-U-A experience.com. Are you ready to experience life this summer?
Yes.
This Saturday, January 23rd, Party Well presents UBC's biggest fundraising party ever, Future Fest 2.0. 100% of the proceeds fund the construction of wells in Ethiopia through charity Water. There will be an epic lineup and holograms made by UBC students. Happening at 8:30 p.m. in the Great Hall of the Nest, come get your tickets from the Party Well fam or online while they last, so you can have the time of your life while helping save a life. Check out Party Well on Facebook for all the information.
Okay, so we just heard Ty Segall with the song Feel, and that was off of his album Manipulator, which was released in 2014. And he's playing at the Vogue Theater on the 22nd. And I forgot to mention that Ichuda, who I played before, is playing a show with Jerk Jails at Horses Records this Saturday at 8 p.m. Cool. So the next band that I'm going to play is Lower Dens. And they are playing a show on January 28th. They're opening for Unknown Mortal Orchestra. That's going to happen at the Rickshaw Theater. Lower Dens is really cool. I like them a lot. Listen to them quite a bit. Really into the female, or the, sorry, the lead singer's vocals. It's quite a nice voice. So yeah, I'm going to play the song Suckers Shangri-La by Lower Dens.
It's time.
write it down before your memory fails you. Surprised to find that your pen's been used to impale you. Death by imagination is not hard in this cruel, cruel world. The mind is free to live separately.
So that was Noah Dirksen, and that was the song Death by Imagination off of his album Man That I Am. It's really beautiful. It's a really nice album. And he's a UBC student. Before that, I accidentally played the song Ondine by Lower Dens when I said that I was playing Sucker Shangri-La. So I ended up playing both. So I played Ondine first, and then after that we heard Sucker Shangri-La by Lower Dens, who are opening for Unknown Mortal Orchestra on the 28th. And yes, that is all. So Noah Dirksen is playing a show coming up. He will be at the Cambrian Hall, and he's going to play with Luke Wallace and some other people. Luke is also a very nice guy. That's going to be on the 25th, so next Monday at 7 p.m. Nice and eclectic music happening in the city for the next little while. It's always good. The next band that I'm going to play is, I'm switching up the genre a little bit. This is more ambient experimental stuff. But there's a show coming up with Fortresses and Waters, two local bands. Waters is the band that I'm about to play. Fortresses is a new band that has Ora Kogan on vocals. So I'm super excited. I haven't heard too much of their stuff. Actually, I haven't heard their stuff, but I know Aura's music quite well. So I think it's going to be kind of like another like kind of ambient, experimental, kind of dreamy band like that. So that should be a really interesting show. And that's happening at Horses Records next Friday, the 29th. So if you're into that kind of experimental stuff, that'll be a good one. So yeah, I'm going to play the band Waters now. And this is off of an album that they released back in 2012 called Growing Heavy or Light But Doubtful. And I'm going to play the song Not Mountains But Fields. This is Waters.
Thank you. Tune in to Post Rock Friday from 10 to 11 with your host John P for the best in post rock, drone, ambient, experimental, and noise.
So we are just listening to the band Waters with the song Not Mountains But Fields off of their album Growing Heavier Light But Doubtful. Really beautiful. I really want to listen to that stuff more. So I think I'm going to play one more song and then head out. Jed, thank you once again for joining me and chatting.
Of course. Yeah, thanks for having me as always.
Yeah, you're always welcome here. Come check out Jed's band Cheap Flavor Friday in the Norm Theater for the Spinal Tap Beer Garden. It's going to be a great time. So much hair.
Much hair, much fun.
Much hair. It's going to be great. And stay tuned to CITR. The show Albion is coming up next. Great show. I'm going to play one more song, and this is... Oh, and I should mention Waters, the band I just played, they are playing a show with Fortresses on January 29th. the next band I'm going to play is, they're called Cult Babies, and they're a local band. They're playing a song, or they're playing Winter Waste, which is a little day music festival. With Tough Customer, TV Ugly, Soft Serve, Shishakes, and Jerk Jails. So lots of great bands, and that's going to be at Astoria on January 30th. So this is Cult Babies. Thank you for listening to the show. Shine on. My name is Shay once again, and I'll be back next week. Have a great one. This is Cult Babies, and I will play the song Fuck Money. Have a great week. We'll be right back.